if heads of that kind. These were found so difficult to work into the scheme that it was judged better to take the other tack in this book, which must be issued this fall, and then go into training and settle the question in another book. It is, of course, a thing which ought to be settled, and I'm not going to have anything particular to do next winter anyway. Mark Twain, Hartford, July 21st, 1889. A word of explanation. It was in Warwick Castle that I came across the curious stranger who I'm going to talk about. He attracted me by three things: his candid simplicity, his marvelous familiarity with ancient armor, and the restfulness of his company, for he did all the talking. We fell together, as modest people will, in the tail of the herd that was being shown through, and he at once began to say things which interested me. As he talked along, softly, pleasantly, flowingly, he seemed to drift away imperceptibly out of this world and time, and into some remote era and old forgotten country. And so he gradually wove such a spell about me that I seemed to move among the spectres and shadows and dust and mould of a grey antiquity, holding speech with a relic of it. Exactly as I would speak of my nearest personal friends or enemies or my most familiar neighbours, he spoke of Sir Bedivere, Sir Bors de Gany, Sir Lancelot of the Lake, Sir Galahad, and all the other great names of the Table Round. And how old, old, unspeakably old, and faded, and dry, and musty, and ancient,